ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಗೋಪಿ ಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರ ಗಾರಿ ಗೋಪಿ ಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರ ಗಾರಿ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾಥಿರಾವನ ಚಾರಿ ಯಮುನಾಥಿರಾವನಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಶಿವ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ Today we're continuing our reading of Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 5, Verse 39. Deva Uchu ನಮಾಮತೆ ದೇವ ಪದಾರವಿಂದಂ ನಮಾಮತೆ ದೇವ ಪದಾರವಿಂದಂ ಪ್ರಪನ್ನ ತಪೋಪಸಮತ ಪತ್ರಂ ಪ್ರಪನ್ನ ತಪೋಪಸಮತ ಪತ್ರಂ ಯನ್ಮೂಲಕೇತಾಯತ ಯೋಂಜಸರು yan mula keta yatayon jasuru. Samsara dukam bahir ukshipanti. Samsara dukam bahir ukshipanti. Deva uchu, deva uchu, namamate deva padaravindam, prapana tapo pasamata patram, yanmulaketa yatayonjasuru. Samsara dukam bahir ukshipanti. I'd like to invite Prabhupada disciples, the ladies, gentlemen, and Bhaktivedanta Academy to say the verse. Translation. The demigod said, O Lord, your lotus feet are like an umbrella for the surrendered souls, protecting them from all the miseries of material existence. All the sages under that shelter throw off all material miseries. We therefore offer our respectful obeisances unto your lotus feet. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki. There are many sages and saints who engage in trying to conquer rebirth and all other material miseries. But of all of them, those who take shelter under the lotus feet of the Lord can completely throw off all such miseries without difficulty. Others who are engaged in transcendental activities in different ways cannot do so. For them, it is very difficult. They may artificially think of becoming liberated without accepting the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, but that is not possible. One is sure to fall again to material existence from such false liberation, even though one may have undergone severe penances and austerities. This is the opinion of the demigods, who are not only well-versed in Vedic knowledge, but are also seers of the past, present, and future. The opinions of the demigods are valuable because the demigods are authorized to hold positions in the affairs of universal management. They are appointed by the Lord as his confidential servants. Shilrupad ki? Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuru Militam Dena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pustaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sankhavadi Pashyata Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam karoti vachalam pangulangaite girim dakvipata mahalande Shri Gurum dinatarinam paramananda madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram Hari Om Tat Sat Deva. In microbiology class, no, don't read that part. In microbiology class, we learn about attractive forces and energies that manage everything. In Bhagavatam class, in Bhaktivedanta Academy, Bhagavatam class, we learn about Krishna. Krishna Shakti, Krishna's energies, Krishna's confidential servants. Krishna appoints his confidential servants, the demigods, to manage everything. Tadvedo bayam saha. When we study material science and spiritual science, both together, ubayam, at the same time, saha, then we see the big picture. Tadvedo bayam saha. Let's say it together. Tadvedo bayam saha. Tadvedo bayam saha. Both the material and the spiritual. Right. Daivihesha gunamayi mama maya duratyaya. Krishna's material energy is dukalayam asasvatam. Right. If we follow Lord Nityananda, then what? Sometimes my troubles follow me and I get confused of what to do. Then Mam eva ye prapadyante, mayam etam tarantite. Krishna's spiritual energy. If I follow Lord Nityananda's way, raise my arms and dance, surrender my pain. Tadvedo bayam saha. We're looking at both the material and spiritual energy together. Who's managing? Deva Uchu, Deva Uchu. Would anyone here like to say the name of a demigod? Yes, Prabhu. King Indra. Everybody agree? Indra. Anybody else? Yes, Prabhu. Surya. Good one. Chandra. Yeah. Anybody else? The name of a demigod? Yes, Prabhu. Vayu? Good guess. Name of a demigod? Agni? Nice. Varun? Oh, yeah. Good. Well, what about Lord Brahma? Lord Brahma offers the most beautiful prayers. Let's say them together. Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Vajami. Lord Brahma takes shelter of Krishna. What about Hanuman? Lord Hanuman takes shelter of Sita Ram. Let's say it together. Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Jaya Sita. What does Lord Ram say about Prapanna taking shelter of him? Sakrit Eva Prapanna Yas. It is my vow that if one only once seriously surrenders unto me, saying, my dear Lord, from this day I am yours. Let's try it. My dear Lord. Let's try it a little more. From the heart, a little louder with your heart. My dear Lord. From this day, I am yours. And praise to me for courage. I shall immediately award courage to that person, and he will always remain safe from that time on. What about Yamaraj? Did you know in the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, Srila Prabhupada writes that Yamaraj likes to be invited to kirtans? He likes to be invited to kirtans. Yamaraj takes shelter of Krishna's names. How do we take shelter of Krishna's holy names? We raise our arms like this. We fill the tank. And we chant with affection, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yesterday was Vasanta Panchami. You know what that is? This is the appearance day of the goddess Saraswati. Saraswati. Right? Narayanam namaskritya naram chaiva narotamam devim swatim. There you go. Saraswati Devi gives us the intelligence to take shelter of Krishna. Shreyan dravya maya yagya dhyana yagya parantapa. So why does she give us the intelligence? Because taking shelter of Krishna with intelligence is shreyan, even better. Seventh grade, remember the Srimad Bhagavatam verse that gives a definition of kirtan? Seventh grade, Srimad Bhagavatam, the other grades, remember? 1, 5, 22. Kutasta, standing at the peak of all knowledge. Standing at the peak of all of your education, what do you see? All that knowledge that Saraswati gives you, what do you see? What's the view? We see Krishna. And what do we do with all that knowledge? Mayin buddhi nideshaya. We offer our intelligence to Krishna. This is what Saraswati Devi gives us, the intelligence to take shelter of Krishna. And we glorify Krishna. Glorifying Krishna is kirtan. What about Lakshmi Devi? Lakshmi Devi? Lakshmi Devi? Kim Alavyam Bhagavati Prasane Sri Niketana? What is unattainable for one who has satisfied the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the shelter of the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi. In Krishna book, we see Bhumi Devi, Mother Earth, take shelter of Krishna. We also see the most sacred river, Yamuna Devi, take shelter of who? Jai Balade, Jai Balade, Jai Balade, Jai Balade. But Shiva says, Mukti Pradata Sarvesham Vishnu Eva Nasamsaya. There's no doubt that Vishnu is the deliverer of liberation for everyone. And Lord Shiva takes shelter of Krishna by chanting his holy names, Sri Sri Radhe. How does it go, Adari Bhavan? Radhe Govinda. That's right. In the Nectar of Devotion, Srila Prabhupada writes how Lord Ganesh, Ganapati, takes shelter of Lord Nrisimhadev. Let's sing together. Keshavadrita Narahari Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare. Jai Jagadisha Hare. Jai Jagadisha Hare. Lord Indra, the king of all the demigods, sent the most dangerous storm to Vrindavan. Remember that? What did all of the residents of Vrindavan do? Huh? They took shelter of Krishna. What did Krishna do? He saved them. How did he save them? He lifted Govardhan Hill. The hill became its most beautiful umbrella. Okay. And then when Lord Indra remembered, oh, Krishna is the Supreme Lord, what did Lord Indra do? He took shelter of Krishna. The king of the demigods takes shelter of Krishna. Right? And what did the residents of Vrindavan do the whole time? We're not hungry, we're not thirsty. They felt no anxiety. They felt no anxiety. They were under the shelter of the umbrella, Krishna's lotus feet. So what is the opinion of the demigods? We just heard a little bit about the demigods, how they take shelter. What is the opinion of the demigods? Deva Uchu Namamate Deva Padada Vindam. The opinion of the demigods is take shelter of Krishna. The opinion of the demigods is, one more time. The opinion of the demigods is? Perfect. At Bhaktivedanta Academy, we have Krishna Sharanam. What does Sharanam mean? Huh? Shelter. All of you younger classes have Krishna Sharanam to look forward to, don't you? So this is the question I'd like all of you to leave with today. What happens for one who has taken shelter of Krishna? You catch it? What happens for one who has taken shelter of Krishna? Let's say the question together. What happens for one who has taken shelter of Krishna? Adari Bhavan, before you leave, do you have any questions or comments? Should we stop the class here, or should we continue with the surprise photos? Should we keep going? Are you sure? Deva Uchu Namamate Deva Padaravindam Prapanatapopasam Attapatram. Attapatram, umbrella. This verse describes Krishna's lotus feet as a... That's right. Like this. This is what an umbrella, right? Or, might see that. Yeah. Okay. Might see that. Who's that? Who? Vamana Dev. Who's that? Did you know in Mayapur, every year on Vamana Dev's appearance day, a different student is worshipped as the deity of Vamana Dev. They standing on the altar there. And they do a whole puja. Okay. Who's that taking shelter of Vamana Dev? Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj and his crew there. Who's Bali Maharaj's grandfather? Who? Bali Maharaj's grandfather is Prahlad Maharaj. Who's heard the story of Prahlad Maharaj? Y'all didn't hear it? You heard it? Who's heard it? Who hasn't heard the story of Prahlad Maharaj? Who's that on the throne in the center? Who's the child by his side? Yeah. Who are all the people all around him? Who? Yeah. Who was Prahlad's father? This is the part where you go, ooh. When Hiranyakashipu took up his sword, got up from his royal throne, and with great anger struck his fist against the column, a sound was heard from within the pillar. Who would like to share that sound from within the pillar? Go for it. Srila Prabhupada writes, then from within the pillar came a fearful sound, which appeared to crack the covering of the universe. This sound reached even the abode of the demigods, like Lord Brahma. And when the demigods heard it, they thought, oh, now our planets are being destroyed. What do you think the demigods did when they felt anxious? They took shelter of Krishna. The demigods take shelter of Krishna. Who has seen Lord Nrisimhadev in Mayapur? Oh, who wants to go see Lord Nrisimhadev in Mayapur? Who has heard about the school students in Mayapur on the altar with Lord Nrisimhadev? Who's ever heard about that or seen that? Look at this little Prabhu on the side. Look at him right there ducking from the flowers. What's he doing? He's lighting the ghee lamps. The students light the ghee lamps, and then you see the Mangal Arti, they have these beautiful ghee lamps. Vasanta Panchami, the deities, they wear yellow, also during their Abhishek. In front of the deities, see all of the children there? They help with the Abhishek. So Krishna Sharanam, the pujaris, they wash their hands, and they say what three mantras before they go on the altar? Let's say it all together. Om Keshavaya Namaha. Om Narayanaya Namaha. Om Madhavaya Namaha. Then they do what pranam? Om Amapitra Pavitra Vasarva Vastam Katopiva Yasmaret Pundari Kaksham Sabaya Bhyantara Suchi. How does Lord Nrisimhadev hold his hands? Let's see. Where are the demons? He's looking for the demons. Right? And what did Lord Nrisimhadeva do to Hiranyakashipu? Intestines. Thank you. Like a garland. With his nails, Lord Nrisimhadeva took out the intestines of Hiranyakashipu and gave Prahlad shelter. Kunteya Pratijanihi Name Bhakta Pranashati. Lord Nrisimhadeva, I will protect you, Prahlad. My devotee will never fail. Lord Nrisimhadeva ki? Deva Uchu. Namamate Deva Padaravindam. Prapanata Popa Samata Patram. Yanmula Keta Yachayo Jasuru. The demigods are authorized to hold positions in the affairs of universal management. How long do you think the intestines are? Long. How long? Feet?
Very long.
Inches? 20 feet on average. 20 feet on average. In anatomy and physiology class, we learn about the digestive system. The stomach, the intestines, like that. How food digests, right? The lymphatic system, how the body is cleaned. The immune system, protecting the body. The autonomic nervous system, right? Things are automatic. That's called management, right? What's next? Oh, Prabhu, the temple room is so clean. The tables outside are so clean. The flower room is so clean. The pujari room is so clean. The kitchen is so clean. It just happened automatically. Really? Who cleaned it? Who cleaned it? Like last week.
My mom.
Krishna Sharanam cleaned it all. And yeah, daily all the nice devotees. You all did it. You all did it. Vedaisya sarvair aham eva vedyo. By all this education, we're actually learning about Krishna. Right? We learn about the confidential servants, the demigods. Who can tell me the three main parts of the cardiovascular system? Huh? Oh. The heart, the blood vessels, the highways, and then the little cars going on the highways, the blood cells, right? So today is Valentine's Day, right? Offering the heart, giving a gift with love. This is the physical heart, right? We learn that Advaitacharya offered his heart, patram pushpam phalam toyam, right? He offered his heart, but prayatatmanaha, atmanaha, he offered himself. How? He offered patram pushpam, he offered leaves, tulsi leaves, ganga water. But what about the physical heart? You guys want to learn about the physical heart? You know how big the physical heart is? It's like the biggest fist. Yeah? What about the blood vessels? If you took all the blood vessels and stretched them out, how long would it be? How long do you think? It'd go around the whole world. How many times? For the whole world, the circumference is about 25,000 miles. And the blood vessels can go up to 80,000 miles. It averages like 50 to 60,000. Big person, you go up to 80,000 miles. You go around the whole earth three times. What's pumping that? What's pumping that? The heart. So the heart has these electrical currents. Where are those electrical currents coming from? Not from the brain, good guess. There are stacks and stacks of books about this. My anatomy physiology teacher, she said, honey, there are stacks and stacks of books on how we don't know where the electricity is coming from. But it's there. And Bhagavad Gita, how many times do you think Krishna says he is in the heart? One time, two times. And, right? The Patram Pushpam verse, he says bhakta twice, and it's so special. He says it more than 10 times in Bhagavad Gita, he's in the heart. Right? So, when Lord Nrisimhadev, right, he was waiting in the pillar to protect Prahlad, and Hiranyakashipu asked Prahlad, so if your Lord is in the heart, if he's everywhere, is he in this pillar? And what did Prahlad say? Yes. Yes. Krishna's in the pillar. Right? But unless one has been trained to see that, how can he see it? So Prahlad Maharaj describes how Krishna is in the heart. And just like a geologist can see gold in stone, someone who's trained in geology can see gold in stone. Someone who's trained to see Krishna in the heart can see him there. Right? What's that? Flame test in chemistry. Chemistry teacher said, did you see all the colors when you light the flame on fire? Did you see a green color when you light it on fire, the element? That's boron. Or if you see a bright flame, white flame, that's magnesium. Students can see any of the colors. The teacher said, I saw all the colors. Why did I see all the colors? And all the students, you couldn't see all the colors. She said, because I was trained to see the colors. Prahlad Maharaj said, just by training, by a spiritual master. Who is Prahlad Maharaj's spiritual master? Who? Good guess. Who? Narada Muni ki? Jai. So what happens to one who has taken shelter of Krishna? This leads us to this verse. An exploratory wheel, Krishna Sharanam should know this. Prahlad Maharaj, he was asked by his father, who's his father? Hiranyakashipu, what is the best of all of your education, all of your training? And Prahlad Maharaj said, what did he say? Nine things. What did he say? So that's in the seventh canto. First thing Srila Prabhupada does in the purport is he answers the question. He takes us to the 11th canto with this verse. What happens to one who has taken shelter? Prahlad Maharaj gave us nine ways to take shelter of Krishna. Devotion. Right? Three things. What else? We have devotion, we have a good experience, and we have detachment. What does that mean? Param jusva nivartate. Param jusva nivartate. I have these old, moldy, stinky, rotten pieces of bread, and you bring me some hot, delicious pizza prasad. Then I can let go of this moldy, old, stinky thing, and I can experience something better. Shreyan. Something better. Right? And then, what happens? Oh, Prabhu, you want some more pizza prasadam? I can't even eat one more bite. I'm so satisfied. I feel satisfied now. And I can be peaceful. No anxiety. Right? So what happens for one who takes shelter of Krishna, who's eating this prasadam. Devotion, oh my Krishna, this prasadam is so delicious, it's so wonderful. A good experience, I feel so satisfied with this experience. I feel so satisfied with this pizza prasadam, right? And three, detachment. I don't even want to eat anymore now. I'm so satisfied. So what happens for one who takes shelter of Krishna? On Lord Nityananda's appearance day, Srila Prabhupada says, let's count it together. You ready to count? Krishna bara doya moi kori bara jiva joy swa prasad anna dilo bai. All over the world we are eating Krishna prasadam and we have got good experience. At least 10,000 men and women, they are taking Krishna prasad, but we have no anxiety. We have no anxiety. A family consists of a few members. They are full of anxiety how to maintain the family, and we are maintaining a family of 10,000 men and women. We have no anxiety. Just see practically, we have no anxiety. We require thousands and thousands of rupees for maintaining Europe, America, a costly affair, but because we are under the shelter of Lord Nityananda, we have no anxiety. By taking shelter of Lord Nityananda, we have no anxiety. In today's purport, we see Srila Prabhupada say that those who take shelter under the lotus feet of the Lord can completely throw off all miseries without difficulty. This is the opinion of the demigods. When we study material and spiritual, both side by side, then we can see the big picture. Tad vedo bayam saha, right? Things that become very difficult things that are very difficult become easy if somehow or other one simply remembers Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Krishna approach everybody asks, what is the difficulty? Right? Pranata Patalinam Madhurima. Lord Chaitanya is the shelter of the demigods. Lord Chaitanya is the shelter of the demigods. The beautiful shelter of his devotees. So Prabhu, I would like to leave you with this question then. What happens for one who has taken shelter of Krishna? Yes? Liberated? No anxiety? Good guess. What else? What happens for one who has taken shelter of Krishna? So Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Srimad Bhagavatam ki.